Hi, I'm Coach Tom Newell. Welcome to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents and coaches and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and better sports life for our children.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether you're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, or whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kid's team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn. Join the team at www.familysportslifetoday.com or call us at 206-20-COACH. That's 206-202-6224.
This segment, we're going to discuss the end of the season, which I always appreciate because there's so much we can learn from our experiences, good, bad, and the ugly, from games, practices, and also on our own. You know, when we've had a game and things didn't go the way that we wanted it to, and people talk to us about it, and we go home and we ponder the things that were said to us by the coach or perhaps a parent or perhaps a teammate. So what I'd like to do is have you take it from the top here, and then I'll just kind of flow into it with you. But I want to title this one, Reflections Upon a Season Completed. And as a high school coach, and I know your team is going to be postseason now with the playoffs coming up, But for those kids out there that you know, are playing youth league basketball and the season's winding down, give us your thoughts on reflections.
Well, I think it's a great subject. Number one thing is that I would want to do is make it into a positive experience, no matter if the season was a disaster or not. The last thing I think that you want to turn it into is a you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda type thing. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to stay positive. And I think if you get together in a group setting with the kids on your youth basketball team, you want to address each person in a very positive manner about all of the great things that you saw them do. Mm-hmm. And you also want to talk about, you want to create the thirst for getting better at a particular skill that maybe they need to focus on. Maybe it's dribbling with your head up. Gee, Tom, you dribble a lot with your head down. You're a terrific passer when you got your head up. So work on keeping your head up when you dribble, and I think that you'll get a lot of assists out of that. That type of thing. You know, talk about the kids, their enthusiasm. And then as a group, talk about the effort that they demonstrated, how well they listened, how they sacrificed for each other. It's a game of giving. Every team sport is a game of giving. And it feels a lot better to give than it does to receive most of the time. And kids that are young, I don't think they realize that maybe as much as you do when you get older. But the main thing is to stay positive and have an individual comment or two positively focused towards each individual kid, and have eye contact with them and smile as you're talking to them to let them know that, you know what, I really enjoyed having you on our team. And, you know, just turn it into a totally positive experience. That's mostly what I do when I'm with littler kids.
Okay, that's great. You know, one of the things that I marvel at, and I go back to when I was a young kid participating in basketball practice once a week and had a couple games maybe on the weekend, but, you know, just really underdeveloped, you know, fundamentally skill-wise. But one thing I can say, we always remember things, all right, said to us by someone we respect.
Right.
Whether it's a teacher, our parent, our parents, our brothers or sisters.
Or even a cartoon character sometimes.
Really?
You remember? SpongeBob. Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. But I think in sports, If the kids learn early to respect their coaches, okay, and they really are tuned in to his or her suggestions, you know, about their game, just like you said, you know, one of the things you're going to have to work on in the off season is learning how to dribble with your head up. I think that's a beginning stage in, mm-hmm. in helping understand what reflections are all about. Okay, so that you go back and you write down some of the things that went on during the season, that pivotal points in a timeout. You know, you just struggled, you turn the ball over, and the coach called the timeout, and boom, there you are. You know, you're so upset, you don't even want your Gatorade. You know, mm-hmm, you just mm-hmm. and you're embarrassed because you know that you made a mistake, or you shot an air ball, and you just feel terrible. And during the timeout, you want to make sure your back is to your parents because you don't want to have to look at them. All right, and then you're looking at the coach, and you have these eyes, you know, where the coach, you got to help me here. I'm in 12 feet of water, and my legs are only 3 feet. Can you help me? And so I think if we do anything with this segment, it's to help parents understand how they can help their kids at an early age reflect upon a season pass. And that's just not for basketball. That's for any extracurricular activity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Well, let's talk about the team then. I address the individual relationship, okay. or response from a coaching aspect to a smaller youth player. Tell us about the relationship between the coach or the parent and the player.
Well, I think a couple things come to mind. We talked before about parents discussing a game, whether it's good, bad, or just a marginal performance. And I don't like to use performance with kids, okay? And by right. that I'm saying elementary, middle school. Because it isn't a performance. It's more of an exhibition. And sometimes an exhibition of futility. Because, as I said, the kids don't have a lot of practice time. But I think it's important for the parent to help in this reflection process of going back over the good games. You know, maybe they play 6 games in a season, 8 games, 10, 12, maybe 20. And even for the high school players, if they were a starter and they're returning for their senior year, or they're returning for their junior year, or perhaps they're going from, you know, JVs up to varsity.
Right.
Is to take the good games and break them down. Go game by game, all right, look at the schedule. Kids always remember what they got in each game. They don't need stats, all right? They don't need to go to the scorebook, you know, to find out what they got, all right? And then just check off what you remember. One thing, just take one thing that you remember in each game, good and bad. And then beginning with effort. You know, you want to assess your ability as a basketball participant or player on your effort. Did I give my best effort? Was that honest? And so then you begin to reflect on the fundamental things, the errors, you know, the successes or what have you. And then I think by the time you get to the end of the season, you see that you know, you had some really good games and you had some not so good games. But the one thing that seemed to come up was that, gosh, you know, I always was turning the ball over with bad passes, or I was always getting, you know, the ball stolen from me when I would dribble. And so now you reflect on those things and then you remember, oh, you know, coach kept telling me I got to dribble with my head up. And so now you have an opportunity to write down, all right, attainable goals. And which means that when you write down goals, there has to be a commitment, okay? And when there's a commitment, that means there's a desire to want to improve. Now, without that commitment, then there's not going to be progress, okay? There'll be regress. And in basketball, it's an evolving physical activity. As you get older and you play the game and you practice, then you have an opportunity to improve. What you put into is what you're going to get out of it. And you can always tell kids that come back from a summer of waveboarding, skateboarding, and other activities unrelated to, you know, basketball. I'll use that as an example because that seems to be, you know, one of the most popular youth sports that crosses over from fall soccer and into winter basketball because it's indoors, obviously. So the thing that stands out in my mind is that you can see these kids that come back having no practice, repetition in improving those areas that you know, the coach that you need to work on to get better.
Exactly.
So that tells me that they never reflected. It tells me also that they never listed attainable goals that they could work on. Yeah, they may have gone to a basketball camp, but they did it because, hey, you know, we're going to Gonzaga and to the basketball camp there. We're going to stay in a dorm and, you know, it's going to be fun and this, that, and the other. But if you were to ask them, what's the name of the coach and what did you learn there? I don't know, but the food was good and they got the best hot dogs on Fridays. So it's just really important that I think we identify the reality of what reflections are about.
And also, I agree with you 100%. And maybe to kind of parallel what you're talking about, define commitment for these high school kids, because definitions are important for terms like that. Because okay. I don't think, you know, you have a sophomore, a junior, well, what does commitment really mean? Commitment's, it's a very specific word, but it can be very vague if you just use it without the definition.
Okay, you know? Yeah. I learned a long time ago from my father, Pete Newell, very well-known and famous coach, as you know, in the Basketball Hall of Fame. One of the things that was really important to him, and I never forgot this, is that he always told myself and my three brothers to take 2 weeks off from basketball. Don't do anything with the ball. Just take time away from the game and relax, enjoy one another's, you know, company with friends and what have you, but get out, stay out of the gym, get out and do other things, ride your bike or whatever. And the reason he said that is because there's a, and as a coach you know this, there's a certain staleness that evolves with any activity. And I'm seeing more and more kids play year-round soccer, play year-round volleyball, play year-round basketball, and year-round gymnastics, year-round tennis, year-round swimming, and the swimming, you know, rotator cuffs by the, you know, torn both arms, you know, by the time they're 14, 15 years old with all the strokes that they put in the water. Tennis, the same, you know, tennis elbow tendonitis. Basketball, jumper's knees. I mean, I've seen more and more kids that are having inflammation of their knee joints than ever before. I mean, it's always been around, but it's even more now. Because they're not practicing, they're playing. And so taking 2 weeks at the end of the season and reflecting on what you experienced, I think is really, really important. Now you can make a decision. You can make a choice to either commit to an attainable goal list where you can improve your skills, and not overnight. I mean, this is like, you know, the fertile soil here is basketball players develop in the off season. They don't develop during the season.
Right.
Okay? They develop disciplines during the season, but they develop skills in the off season. I think that's really important for us to remember. So for these high school kids, I think that making a commitment only comes after they've taken a step back, assessed what they learned from the previous experience / season, and then decide to write down, okay, what they know they can improve upon by themselves or with a trainer, and stay to that, okay? Make a commitment.
A reality checklist.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't have to, you know, go to mom or dad and say, look, this is what I'm going to do. I think any time you make a commitment in sports to improve, it's a personal acknowledgement that, you know what, I do need to work on this area. I do need to get stronger. I'm not in very good shape. I don't eat very well. I have a tendency of, you know, overeating in the off season and expanding, you know, in areas that I don't need to expand in. And so when we take control of that and we acknowledge it, we can do something about it. We can choose to change our eating habits, you know, eliminate soda pop and Skittles and Snickers and junk food, all right, and try to do something that's going to complement the commitment that we want to make fundamentally and biomechanically in that activity, in that sport, basketball. What are your thoughts, Guy?
Two-week break?
Yeah. Yeah, I always tell my players, you know, that I work with during the season, we only work one day a week, And I told them that when your season's over with, whether it's freshman, whether it's eighth grade, seventh grade, freshman, you know, JV or varsity, you know, and even my college players, I don't want to see it for 2 weeks, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling you, get away from a gym, but I'm not going to work with you until I want to see you, you know, 2 weeks from Sunday.
I think that's a really important and undervalued comment that you just made about the 2 weeks, because you're going to have coaches that'll say, boy, now is your chance to jump ahead of everybody. We're in the gym on Monday. We're working out. We're gonna start next year on Monday. Okay, I'm not sure that's a coach that has the best interest of the student or the athlete at heart.
Right.
So I think that's very valuable advice. You know, Tom, in an earlier session, we talked about the ride home or after the game, where we didn't want to talk specifically about things a player didn't do well in a game. We didn't want to be overcritical, because kids at a young age are hard on themselves naturally. And now we're saying it's time to revisit those games. And some might listen and say, well, gee, that's kind of a contradictory way of thinking, you mm-hmm. know, but that was then and this is now, and now it's time to go back and revisit the past rather than revisit the past almost immediately after it happens.
Well, I think the wind of caution here to parents that want to rehash, all right, to me that's a negative connotation or inference. You know, when I hear rehash, that means that there's specifics that you want to go over. When I talk about reflections, I'm talking about the beginning part of the season, the middle of the season, and the latter part, because there are three parts to a season. So that when a parent has that opportunity, if he or she chooses to help them with these reflections or suggest to them, why don't you go back and take the season, you know, in the first four games, second, you know, in the third, and divide it up evenly, all right, over how many games they have, and see what you come up with, all right, and then let's talk about it, all right, and then what did the coach say to you that really stands out? Because, you know, parents don't go to all the practices, they don't have time. And it's the same for high school kids. You know, they can break their season down. You know, maybe they started in the beginning of the season and they were relegated to the bench, and they just moped, you know, and bemoaned the fact that, gosh, I got, you know, no role in this team. Well, they probably did, but they never accepted it. And so what did they learn from that? You know, how did they overcome adversity? Maybe they had an injury and they missed the middle part of the season. So they really never had an opportunity to develop the confidence necessary to be successful towards the latter part. So, I mean, there are just a number of things that I think are really important when we talk about and discuss, you know, the reflections of a season past. In closing, I'd like the parents and the kids and the coaches to know that they can go online at www.familysportslifetoday.com and take a look at the template that we have, which is called Upon Reflections. And it's about 3 or 4 pages, and it's going to kind of give you an idea of the type of things that myself and Coach Perry try to share with coaches and players and even parents to some degree, to help the kids understand how they can revisit a season pass and reflect upon the things that were positive, the things that weren't, and the things that can be learned from such a season. So when you link to our website, you'll be able to draw up this template titled Upon Reflections. Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today program, please give us a call and we'll try to use it in a future episode. We're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH. C-O-A-C-H.
And please remember to visit our website, FamilySportsLifeToday.com. You can listen to these programs online or subscribe and download them to your iPod or other MP3 players. If you subscribe, you will automatically receive future episodes.
We appreciate you listening to our program, and we really treasure the opportunity to be able to come into your family sports life today. Have a great, great sports experience.